Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, we're
Farewell Angelina,
and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome back our good friend Pageantry. We'll talk with her about what she's been up to since she was on the show the last time, as well as new music coming out soon. But this should be fun. And this is the time that I'm supposed to say I've got my buddy Craig with me, but dude's on his way to Nashville for a CMA Fest. Lucky duck. So, with that being said, she just called in. So let's welcome our good friend Pageantry back to the show. Hey, girl, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I lied a minute ago because we actually have Craig calling in. Hey, Craig, how are you doing?
Good, Cody. Hi, Pageantry. Right now, I'm on the train waiting to go to the airport to see CMA Fest. I was supposed to be driven a little later, but my friend couldn't drive me. So I'm doing my best I can to get the best of Pageantry before I fly to Nashville for CMA Fest.
Well, I'm glad you're able to call in, and it's great to hear from you. I'm glad you could join us.
Yes, I wanted to as well, obviously.
So, thank you again for doing this. It's been over a year since you were on the show last.
Sorry, can you say that one more time? I think I got a little bit of feedback.
Oh, yeah. It's been over a year since you were last on the show. So, thank you again for doing this today again.
Of course. I'm excited to be back. Yeah, and it has been a little while since I've been on the show, but been really busy since then and working on a lot of exciting new things. So I'm glad to be back and to be talking about it.
Awesome. And let's just get right into it. Next Wednesday, you have a show at the end there in Nashville. And I was actually reading an article this morning on Facebook somebody posted. At the end was ranked among one of the best live music venues in the country.
Well, yeah, it's my second time playing there, and the first time I played there, it was a really great venue. It's definitely a dive bar for sure, but a diamond in the rough. A lot of great artists have played there, and one of my favorite bands, Paramore, has played there too, among with other really talented artists. So I'm really excited to be back there again on Wednesday. So it'll be a lot of fun.
And this place was ranked with places like a Radio City Music Hall in New York, the Hollywood Bowl. I mean, major places like that. So it's. I've never been.
Yeah, it definitely has a lot of personality, for sure.
I've never been, but reading that article makes me want to go now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, it has a lot of personality and a really cool vibe, and the sound guy is always really good, so you'll always go in there knowing that you'll sound great and you'll have a good atmosphere, and it's a smaller, kind of more intimate venue, which is nice, too, so it feels like it's really packed mm-hmm. out. With a smaller crowd as well.
And that brings up an interesting question that I don't think I've ever asked on the show before. So, playing out as much as you do, do you prefer the smaller, more intimate venues or the bigger crowds?
I really like the more smaller, intimate venues, especially the venues like the end that have a lot of personality and a lot of history.
just because it makes the show a lot more fun, especially when you do have more of that intimate crowd that you can really connect with. And more so, the smaller crowds are really there to listen, and you're not there just to be kind of the music for background conversation and things like that. It's your true fans who are really there to see what you're up to and to really listen to your stories and the songs.
Right. You know, I'm the same way because I go to a lot of shows in Nashville, and the spots I like to go to are like the Listening Room, the Row, the Commodore, those smaller kind of smaller crowd places because like you said, the vibe of those places is just unmatched, you know?
It really is, and people just really appreciate the music so much more, and you don't seem like you're just singing to a room of people. You're singing to a room of your fans. So I'm really looking forward to the show on Wednesday. So I've got a lot of new music and got a great band playing with me, so it'll be fun.
And speaking of new music, I wanted to ask you, being a independent artist and not having the backing of a label or anything like that, how much added pressure is on you to kind of outdo yourself musically from one release to the next?
I think for today's music industry, being an independent artist, you actually have an advantage because you have so many more tools that are accessible to you. So you don't really need to have a label anymore. You can kind of be your own label in a sense where you have tools that handle your administration, and then you have other tools that help handle your marketing and things along those lines. So as long as you can maybe build yourself a team of a few supporters around you that can help manage a few things, because you're only one person and you can only handle so much while you're handling the creative side. As long as you have that team of people you really trust and get the right tools in place, it's not really that much pressure as an independent artist today, and I'm really thankful that I am pursuing music at a time when the industry is thriving with all these opportunities and all these different things to really help facilitate your career.
Because I agree with everything you said. I'm especially in this day and age of what. Like Spotify and Apple Music, and there's just so many ways for you to get yourself heard, you know?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, streaming has really helped artists in so many ways, and also with the expansion of streaming and all these other platforms that make it so much easier for artists to get their music out. I mean, it's so easy for us to create music, and then it's just as easy for us to get our music on Spotify or Apple Music. And that's definitely something that wasn't really what you could do 10 years ago. That was great.
Right. And speaking of the music industry, I've been covering the industry for the past nearly 5 years. I've been covering the music industry, and before I got into it, this was my view of the industry. You make a record, get on the radio, boom, instant fame. That's definitely not how it works right now. That's absolutely not how it works.
Sure. Even if you get that music on the radio, you still have a lot of work to do around it to keep it sustainable and to stay relevant.
And I'm slowly realizing that having covered this industry for as long as I have, I'm slowly realizing that the music industry is probably one of the toughest businesses to crack.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you there, just because it's constantly changing. And I want to say the music industry, I don't think, was really ready for streaming when it came. And when it did come, it kind of shook everything up, especially because of the amount of music that influx into the industry now, with artists being able to produce so much more music and for listeners to be able to access so much more music too. I actually heard a statistic that 400,000 songs were released every single week, which blew my mind. So, and the majority of those are independent artists, which is wonderful, but just a lot of new content out there. That's why you have to stay relevant and can always be doing something.
I didn't know that. That's an interesting statistic. I did not know that.
It's a lot of music.
And you know, as a podcast host and somebody that knows this industry and has covered it, I feel like as a podcast host, it's my job to create a place and a platform for you guys to come and share your music and just be heard, you know?
Well, I really appreciate it, and especially all the support that you do. It really is very appreciated, because being an independent artist, you always love having people like you and are in your corner that are always there for every big achievement to help cheer you on. So thank you for that.
You know, and I love what Vince Gill said to Dan Rather one time. Dan asked him, he goes, and Dan Rather is one of my favorite interviewers, by the way, but Dan goes, something to the effect of, do you like the way that music is going now? And he said things like, I do, I just love seeing kids out there that I love what they love and love doing what they love. And he gave this big spiel about how everybody's not going to like the same thing, which is perfectly fine. And then at the end of it, he said, and I echo this completely. They don't have anybody out there cheering for them harder than I do.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely is a beautiful thing, and I definitely see that in you too, because you're always cheering so hard for all the artists out there, not just me, but everyone. And I know we're all so appreciative of the outlet and the platform that you've given us.
You know, when I started this podcast, and I'll get to that in a second, but Craig had to go because the reception on the train that he's on was so terrible, so I don't think Craig will be joining this not much anymore for this interview, but back to what I was saying. When I started this podcast, I set one goal. I said, if I can help one artist get to where that they want to be in their careers, I've more than done my job.
And that's so beautiful, too, because we definitely, as artists, we're very emotional people, and we're always going through a bunch of different things as well, especially in this industry where there's a lot of ups and downs. So we need that more than you know.
And I've always loved music. I mean, I've been a music fan pretty much my entire life. I was actually in the marching band in high school. And I knew that I was gonna do something with music, actually initially wanted to pursue a singing career, but I absolutely suck as a singer. You don't want to hear that. So I figured the next best thing was to do a podcast so I could keep myself close to the industry that I love and just have so much respect for.
Yeah, well, you've definitely found your niche, and it's working, that's for sure.
Well, I appreciate that. I want to talk the next few minutes about the new music you mentioned. When can we expect that to be out?
So I'll be releasing a new single this summer, probably end of the summer. And I'm really excited about it. I'll be playing it live for the first time ever on Wednesday. And I've actually been working with a producer in Chicago on the new music. He's primarily a hip-hop producer, but I'm kind of going for a new sound that's more pop and hip-hop driven. And he's just really got a great ear for it and is super talented. And I'll actually have a rapper featured on the song as well, and I can't wait for everyone to hear it. It's going to be really great, really different from the stuff that I have out there now. So a totally new sound and a brand new release.
That is cool. I love when artists like yourself who are more kind of a rock oriented, or any artist for that matter. I love when they kind of try something out of the box that's not really in their wheelhouse. I just love that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, definitely. As an artist, you know, you're just trying to find your sound and what you really identify with and what really sounds best with your voice and your brand. And I think this new song is really the direction that I'm going to head in. It's going to be really great, and I can't wait to hear what everyone else thinks, too.
That is awesome. Now, I wanted to ask, when you were making the decision to move to Nashville, what initially attracted you to Nashville as opposed to, say, like a Chicago or LA, something that's more a pop and kind of a rock driven, you know?
So I'm originally from South Carolina, and I grew up coming here a lot doing various different music projects. So I was always really gravitated towards Nashville, and it was familiar. And when I was thinking about, well, where do I want to move to pursue music and things like that, when I was ready to leave home, Nashville just seemed like a logical fit. Also, too, because it was close. And I was fairly young when I moved here, so I was still, like, very unsure and didn't really know a lot of people. And New York and L.A. definitely seemed a little bit more intimidating. So that was the main reason why I moved to Nashville. But who knows where the next place might be? It might be a New York or it might be in L.A. It's definitely something I've thought about for sure. But, I mean, Nashville's home, and it's been so good to me, and it's provided me so many wonderful opportunities. And the people here in the music industry just always welcome you with such wide, open, warm arms. And it's definitely not that case in New York and L.A. So we're spoiled. So it would be really hard. I think that's probably another reason why I decided to stay here once I got here. It's just because I feel like people really want to see you succeed here.
Right. I get it. And the music community there in Nashville, whether that's songwriters, whether that's a fellow artist or whatever, you know, they honestly treat you like family there.
They really do.
And I actually only live about 3 hours west of Nashville myself, so I'm fairly close, and as a matter of fact, I'll be coming up there Sunday. because I'm going to a award show at the Commodore Grill up there. So.
Oh, very cool. Well, that'll be really exciting. So it's definitely a great time to come up here, right at the grand finale of CMA Fest.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, it's actually crazy down here right now. I'm in the middle of driving downtown as we're talking. So, and CMA Fest is in full swing. So everyone has arrived.
I feel sorry for you right now.
It's the part of living in Nashville, you know.
Exactly. But you know, and speaking of award shows and industry events and stuff like that, I love industry events, and I've gotten to be a part of several over the years. All because of this podcast, and the reason I love industry events is because it gives us the chance to see friends we've made in the industry that we maybe I may not see all that often because of our crazy busy schedules, you know.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely like a big reunion.
Absolutely. Okay. So, I think the last question or two I have for you is with the release of this new music coming up later. Are there plans for a tour or another EP or maybe a full-length album or something in the works?
Yeah, there's definitely plans of an EP. So I have another single that I plan to release as well that I've already written and recorded. Just needs some more fine-tuning. But as the process is, you just have to wait with timing with everything. So you're excited as an artist when you get a new song. You're like, oh, I want to throw it out into the world and let everyone hear it. But you have to put a strategy behind it. So there'll definitely be two new singles that are coming out later this summer. And then hopefully some more music after that. But it'll definitely be a lot of singles that I'm releasing. So you'll constantly be getting new music, which is nice. And not just a full album all at once.
Right. I seriously cannot wait. I mean, I've been a fan of you pretty much ever since Craig booked you to come on the show the first time. I've been a fan of you ever since, and I absolutely love your music.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me, and you too are so wonderful, and I always love opportunities to talk with y'all and always love the support.
Absolutely. And I say this to pretty much all my guests, but if there's ever anything that we can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us, okay?
Oh, of course. You're wonderful, and I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I think we've covered pretty much everything, but one last question I did have for you. Is there anything that we haven't talked about today that you'd like to cover?
Just another reminder that if you are in the Nashville area next Wednesday, that I will be playing at the End at 9 p.m. And if you want tickets before the show, that you can find the tickets on my Instagram, and it's just Pageantry Music. So would love to see anyone out there that is interested, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be other artists too on the bill, so it'll be a night full of rock and pop acts here in the Nashville area, so it'll be a great time.
Awesome. There was actually, I lied to you again, there was actually one more question I did have for you, and I'm not sure if we covered this the first time you were on or not, but Has there ever been a moment in your career, whether it's on stage or in the writing room or wherever, where you're just like, how is this actually my life right now, and how is this happening?
Yeah, I would say that was when I played at South by Southwest. That was 2 years ago, and that was the most exciting performance opportunity I've ever had. Just to, one, be considered for the festival was a huge accomplishment, and then to go to Austin, Texas to perform with my amazing band, with other amazing artists around me, and to experience all that creative energy, it was definitely a wow moment, and I felt so blessed and even more energized to create, and that's why I'm still doing it today.
Awesome. Well, I know you've got somewhere to be in like 5 minutes, so I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get to it. But I thank you again for doing this. It's been so great catching up with you.
Oh, you too, and thank you so much again. And I know I'll talk to you soon. And thank you for always supporting all artists. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You've been so good to us for a long time. You've just been so good to us, and like I said earlier, if there's ever anything I can do for you, whether it's career-wise or whatever, just don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Well, thank you so much, Murph. I appreciate it, and have a good rest of your evening, and good luck on Sunday with the award show.
Well, I'm not nominated, so I'm just going there just to support some friends. So, but
have a great time.
I am nominated. But I am nominated in an award show that I co-host, which is a little weird.
Oh. Well, hey, a nomination's still a nomination, you know. So.
True. So I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get over to your event, but I'll definitely be talking to you soon. Okay.
Okay. Have a great rest of the day, and thanks so much again.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye. Well. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Pageantry. So, I think now, since we didn't have a chance to play it earlier, I think now would be a good time to play Pageantry's new single called "The Dancing with a Stranger." Here we go.
Look what you made me do.
And that was a new single from Pageantry called Dance on the Stranger. So I think that'll do it for this week's edition of Weekdays with Murph. I don't know if we have anything scheduled for next Tuesday, but I know the 18th we have the lovely Miss Amanda James joining us again. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.